This is Allison reporting for Mr. Russo's class. Fulton County Against State Initiatives. Andrew Cuomo's proposal to provide free college education to New York State prison inmates at the taxpayers' expenses has been shot down by the Fulton County Board of Supervisors. I'm not totally against the governor trying to educate the prisoners in the prison system, said Gloversville Second Ward Supervisor Frank Loria Jr., but Loria, who worked at the former Tryon detention facility in Perth, said some local families can't afford to send their own children to college. He also said the high interest rates on student loans are a barrier to families for a normal college education. They also said that if you put them back in their hometown, they don't get the education they need. I think many will agree with Loria. We have a very difficult time sending our own kids to college, but then we would have to worry about the inmates too. That seems a little ridiculous. Johnstown High School students would be greatly affected by this if it does go through. Their families would have to pay for inmates' college, also not just theirs. For more information, go to yahoonews.com.
This is Jenna Salisbury reporting from Mr. Russo's classroom, Inside the Economy of Underground Human Trafficking. The world of human trafficking, or prostitution, has always been tricky for law enforcers and policymakers to navigate, especially when it comes to the economies of the illegal business. However, a study conducted by the Urban Institute's Justice Policy Center that was released on Wednesday takes a look inside the prostitution rings of 8 major cities: San Diego, Seattle, Dallas, Denver, Washington, D.C., Miami, and Atlanta, and Kansas City and Missouri. Pimps, traffickers, sex workers, child pornography offenders, and federal and state law enforcers were interviewed as a part of the study. It was found that out of the 8 cities, Atlanta had the largest cash-based human trafficking economy at $290 million a year, and Denver had the smallest at $40 million. And with the internet being able to reach millions of people so easily, the sex trade, which was traditionally street-based, has expanded into the internet, and it is harder for law enforcers to detect and track down. The sex economy was also found to be supported by above-ground businesses like hotels. For instance, some employees may allow a sexual exchange to take place. These employers may be bribed for their cooperation as well. This relates to Johnstown High School students, and that prostitution is prevalent everywhere. It is important to keep students informed in order to allow students to keep themselves safe. They should learn to recognize the legal situation so they can distance themselves from the situation. For more information, go to www.alternet.org.
This is Elizabeth Spies reporting live from Mr. Russo's classroom. Death of a Turkish boy. Protesters clashed with the police on Tuesday of last week after a young boy, 15 years old, was hit in the head with a tear gas canister. The police set a water cannon and tear gas on demonstrators. This definitely caused the pre-election headache for Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan. He is really trying to crack down on the battle of corruption scandals and battle corruption scandals, which is a very big challenge. The people of Turkey greatly dislike their leader. They call him authoritarian leader. A policeman fired a water cannon and tear gas to move the people shouting, "Governor, government of Erdogan, government of corruption, resign, resign." People had chanted, "Murder Erdogan, and the murder state will be brought to account," as they had carried Evelyn's coffin wrapped in red cloth and strewn with red carnations to a simaviv in an Alviv place of worship. They had come because of the murder police, and they will be held accountable for the death of Alvin. Alvin's blood will not be left on the ground, said Emmett Enkensi, one of those in the crowd. This relates to Johnstown High School students because maybe they have ideas of protesting something, and maybe they are traveling. Either way, I would rethink your plans. Pick and choose your battles and fight for something you really need or want. For more information, go to Anti-War and click on the death of a Turkish boy.
This is Barbara Velkovic reporting from Mr. Russo's classroom. A week after their House counterparts agreed to a new 5-year farm bill, members of the Senate approved the $100 billion per year package. This bill also includes a regional sod saver provision, which conservationists say will slow the rate at which negative grasslands are converted to cropland, at least in the states of Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Iowa, and Nebraska. The biggest sticking point in farm bill negotiations, however, has been food stamp cuts. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which consumes roughly 80% of the annual $100 billion farm bill layout, will be reduced about $4 billion during the five-year bill, about $800 billion per year. For more information, go to OutdoorsNews.com.